This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub, to discuss his most recent publication of Issues in International Political Economy, titled, What Can We Believe in Now? Dr. Weintraub, what motivated you to write this commentary?
A lot of things. I was troubled by the self-serving nature of a lot of our politics and our financial institutions that I think was really didn't benefit the country as a whole. Let me mention very, very quickly what some of the political things that bothered me were and still are. One is that money has to be given for favors. The money is sometimes done crassly, like Governor Blagojevich, but frequently it's much more sophisticated than that. It's part of the system. Appointments are made of people who contribute money. The head of FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Administration agency, but before we discovered how inept he was when Hurricane Katrina hit, ambassadors pay money to get appointments, and I'm not sure that's the right way to go about it. The various politicians also go back to state legislatures and the interested parties to redraw congressional districts after each census and sometime between censuses with the motive of making sure that incumbents don't lose very many elections. And that's done in both parties. That troubled me because I think all of these things have very little to do with the well-being of the country or the promotion of democracy. Let me just, financial institutions, what bothered me is what bothering I think, most Americans. The subprime mortgages, how they were packaged, the packaging was in a way obfuscating the inherent riskiness. There were big incentives, and they were all perverse, given to the people who sold the mortgages and who packaged them. And the damage that's been done to our society, we're all feeling now, just about all of us, in the downturn in the economy, the lack of spending, the amplification around the world, the loss of savings, and people losing their pension savings, and the bonuses given to in the auto companies for leaders who wreck the companies, and finally, all the years it took, despite the warnings, to capture the Ponzi scheme of Madoff, which looks like it might result in a loss of some $50 billion for a lot of charities and investors. And I guess I shared the anger, and that's what made me write what I just wrote.
And how do you think that the current situation will affect young people entering their careers in the public and private sectors?
Well, they're going to be conscious of what's going went on now. And if they're ideological, or maybe that's not the right word, but if they care about the future of their country, they're going to want corrections. My guess is that corrections will be made to precisely the problems that we faced in the last year. I sort of suspect that the corrections won't deal too adequately or very adequately with the problems that arise in the future. The people who carry out these activities are pretty smart people in general, and they're getting an incentive in their bonuses for doing these things. So we have to set up a structure which not only corrects what's going on now, but has a monitoring aspect for other ways that these things can be done. I want to paraphrase, and this is my main conclusion, something that Ronald Reagan once said in a different context. What I think I'd like to say is that we have to trust the market, but verify.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of Issues in International Political Economy, please visit www.csis.org/SimonChair.